Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is pianist-composer Kenny Barron. He's one of the most lyrical players of our time. He mesmerizes audiences with his elegant touch, musical tone, and very infectious rhythms, and is indeed one of the premier jazz pianists in the world today. Kenny, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I hope I can live up to that.
Oh, I know. I know you can. I listened to your new record, and it's really fascinating. After I read all the material, I got to see why you wanted to do a Brazilian record. Tell me how you met all those people that were on the record.
Well, the rhythm section, which is Romero Lubambo guitar, Duduca da Fonseca on the drums, and Nilson Mata on the bass, I met one afternoon, my wife and I, we were shopping in the Green Market in Union Square. And we were hungry, and we saw this place called the Coffee Shop. And we went in, and we didn't realize they had live music, live Brazilian music. And there was a trio playing there, a trio with the vocalist, and the vocalist was Duduca's wife, Maucha. And it was really incredible music. And I started going every Saturday afternoon.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then we started talking about playing together, and then, you know, which we did, and that eventually led to, let's make a record, you know. So that's pretty much how it happened.
But they must have been delighted to record with you.
Oh, I was delighted to record with them, so I think it was mutual.
Well, everything sounds real good, and so many different kinds of tunes, but I particularly loved that a sort of slow, beautiful piece. It's called Clouds.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. Can you play that?
I'd be glad to.
I'd love to hear it.
Thank you.
When you knew you were going to do that kind of an album, did you have to write like all those tunes specially for that album, or did you have any of them already?
No, I pretty much wrote most of the material once I, you know, realized that's the kind of recording I was going to do. So I kind of wrote the material to fit the band, to fit the group, you know.
It has a lot of variety to it, some nice up-tempo things. They're great players.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're also great composers, because we did several of their compositions, piece by the guitarist. And
They weren't all yours?
No, they weren't all mine, no.
Terrific. Well, I was just trying to think, aren't you from Philadelphia?
Yeah, born and raised, North Philadelphia.
Well, how did you get started playing? Did you study, or were you a child prodigy or what?
Well, I don't know about a child prodigy, but I started studying classical piano when I was six. And then my oldest brother was a musician, a jazz musician, a tenor saxophonist named Bill Barron.
I remember him.
Yeah. And so he was very instrumental in getting me involved in the music. And he had all these old recordings, all these old 78 recordings.
Like who?
Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray and Fats Navarro and, of course, Dizzy and Bird. So I got used to hearing the music around the house.
Yeah. And it's great, I think, for piano players to listen to horn players.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've always thought that's a good idea. You don't only listen to just piano players.
Oh, no, I listen to everybody.
You were quite a young kid when you started playing with Philly Joe on drums.
Yeah, I guess the first time I played with Philly Joe, I was actually in high school.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he came through Philadelphia.
Well, he must have been Was that like your first real gig?
It wasn't the first real gig, but it was certainly probably one of the first important
gigs.
Yeah, well, they're all important, but I mean the one with a named person, so
yeah,
it was
sure.
really a highlight for me.
Sure, that must have really got you off the ground.
Oh yeah.
So then did you? Oh, then you. I think I read where you left and came to New York after that.
Yeah, I graduated from high school in 60, and I came to New York in 61, in 1961.
That must have been kind of interesting to like a new young guy in the town like New York. Did you know a lot of people?
No, actually. The only person I knew was my brother, and I wound up living next door to him with a bass player named Vishnu Wood. And so we were on East 3rd and East 6th Street. In lower Manhattan. It was a great experience. I mean, a lot of musicians there, so it was fun.
So how'd you get started? Like going out and sitting in? Or
exactly,
hanging
exactly.
Out? Networking?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I think the first place I went to sit in was at the old Five Spot. And James Moody was working there.
Oh,
and
no kidding.
I sat in with James, and from that I started working with him.
Well, I've got to hear more, but I also would love to hear you do another piece of you play so pretty. Do something. I don't know. What would you like to do?
I think I'm going to do a piece called I'm Confessing That I Love You.
A good old tune. Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, I've heard you play, and I love it, as always. Why don't we try a little duet?
I would love to.
Suggest one.
Well, what about Benny Carter's piece, When Lights Are Low?
All right. What should we do, a little vamp? And,
a little vamp in the front, maybe.
Okay. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.